Welcome to the podcast, Good Clean Talks, or Bogglecast. We've yet to decide on an official name. We'll get there. I'm Dolan.
I'm Dean.
And today we're going to talk your ears off about some boring shit.
We have absolutely no subject matter.
Yeah, we do. It's probably a little bit more difficult to think of things now since we need to get going probably about 5 minutes down the road on the other podcast, and come to find out our sound equipment was malfunctioning, so...
And by malfunctioning, he means that he was recording with the wrong microphone.
Yeah, I was recording from my laptop microphone, and it was just shitty. Fucking terrible.
Doesn't work that way.
No, we're still getting in the swing of things here. I have a new interface device, which I'm learning how to use.
Lots of dials to poorly tweak and do dialy stuff with.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, I've got two other microphones that work, but I can only get two microphones at a time to work with this interface device.
We can't figure out how to do it just yet.
Yeah, it's got the capabilities of, like, holding, like, eight sound inputs. But, you know, you live, you learn, you keep going. That's why I'm doing this and starting small, starting slow. We don't even have a sound studio. We're recording outside. If you listen closely, you might be able to hear some Mexican music playing from my neighbors.
Oh, cool breeze.
Yeah. It's nice. It's cool. It's, the temperature is dropping here in Florida.
It's almost actually like fall. Almost, but it'll never quite get there.
See, that's because you're from New York, so you don't,
There's no actual autumn. It's not my fault the leaves don't change colors down here.
Hey, man, our leaves might not change colors, but we can wear hoodies if we want, goddammit.
I'm a young, independent hoodie wearer.
Are you now?
Hold on a moment while Dolan decides to check his cell phone.
I have text messages. We got people coming over, so I just wanted to, I'm not normally like this. I don't normally stare at my phone.
Sometimes we have friends, just not all the time.
My friend is, texting me bitching about her period.
I am very happy that I don't bleed out of my vagina.
Oh, myself as well.
Vagina.
I'm slightly unhappy that my friend, out of nowhere, I hadn't talked to her at all the whole day, and she messages me like, I feel like somebody took a jackhammer to my stomach. I hate bleeding out of my vagina.
Thank you for that.
Okay, well, I'm trying to record a podcast here, but,
Now we have a subject matter to talk about. Women and their bleeding vaginas, part one.
I don't know. I'm glad I'm a dude. I really am.
Being able to pee anywhere.
It's nice.
Definitely convenient.
It's nice. You don't have to go inside, use toilets.
Oh my god, I need to find a bathroom. I have to, like, pee so bad.
We don't have to wipe. All we gotta do is shake.
Kind of shake. And no matter how much you shake, the last drop always gets stuck in the tip of your underwear.
Dude, so I do this thing after I shake. I pinch the bottom of my dick and then just kind of, like, squeeze, almost like a jack-off motion upwards, and it gets the rest of it out.
Kind
of
like a, if you were to be holding a tantric orgasm where you grab the root and stem and kind of jam it back down, but in reverse to where you're expelling.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
I never tried that with a tantric,
Oh, you should give it a shot.
Just like, not give it a shot. Prevent the shot from happening.
Yes. But,
yeah.
Well, if you're sitting there and you're having intercourse with a fine young woman, and before you're going to expel your load, you just grab at the base,
like,
of your dick.
So
exactly.
Jeez, you are not coming out.
And you hold it, and it prevents it from coming out. Yeah.
Is that, I heard that when you do something like that and you push the cum back into your, it just kind of dissolves and goes into your bladder and you piss it out later.
I don't know about that. I know that
it doesn't, like, come out eventually. It'll stay in there.
It's gonna have to. If it's not coming out, it's going back in. I don't know if it'll go back to its nice little testicular production factory. But
Hey, Shorty's here, which is awkward because we couldn't get the microphones to work. But
no mic for you.
I pass them back and forth. This actually isn't too difficult. Yeah, Shorty, sit here.
The dark side.
And let's bear with this when we get the microphone positioning just right, so you guys don't have to listen to the shitty passing of the microphone back and forth and all this bullshit. Okay, so I'm gonna rotate the mic to you. Just get up on it.
Word.
Put it in your mouth like a dick.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
I can hear him fine.
What, you couldn't hear me?
No?
Kind of threw up on my mouth.
It's
a little
good.
Bit.
It's good.
Oh, you're good.
What's up? It's the short. I'm over here with my buddy Dolan. Damien. What's going on?
We're recording a podcast. We just started.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, so far we've talked about menstrual blood and cum.
Oh. And tantric orgasms.
Tantric orgasms, yeah. But we're kind of mentally beat because we spent a fucking hour trying to get all the dials on this goddamn audio mixer to allow it to pick up our voices. And we tried to get the other microphone set up for you, but unfortunately we couldn't get it going. No,
we're not capable of that.
Hey, did you ever hear from Casey? Because he was trying to come over.
Oh, shit, I forgot to go to Casey.
Yeah, early stages.
Dolan thought it would be a great idea to pull the microphone off of the table. Lefty, mercy, righty tighty.
God, if anybody is listening to this, we have the most loyal fans ever. So, about Casey, did you,
No,
you
I gotta get all the way up here.
Yeah.
It needs to all be in your mouth.
Like, sit down.
It's gotta be like a cock straight here.
Alright, so, gotta get a throw over here. Okay, maybe. I'm a little bit more comfortable.
That's good.
I forgot to get Casey. I got, so, menstrual cycles and...
Menstrual blood and tantric orgasms.
And cum and... Tantric
orgasm.
We were talking about how when you jack off or when you're having sex, you can pinch your head.
No, it's not the head; it's the root at the base, and you grab it and you stop it from coming
out. Oh, you just
out.
Grab it. You don't like
no,
it.
Not the head. No, you grab your cock at that stem and the root, and you pinch, and then all the cum goes
back in.
Yeah,
it's called edging.
It's a tantric orgasm.
No, that's different. Edging is when you get to like the brink of the orgasm and then you just stop altogether.
So what, you fucking...
No, but then you're like trying to hold it back and it's like dripping and kind of... No, tantric orgasm is opposite. You're stopping it from coming out completely.
Maybe you've got a muscle that you can actually work on. It's the muscle that stops your piss stream. Yeah, and you can like... you can exercise that.
Yeah.
And when you start to come, if you flex it, it'll push the... It takes some practice and work. I have not mastered that. That's how my orgasm functions work. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Good clean talks. We are good, we are clean, and we talk. We're very clean. We keep it non-vulgar, and we don't go there at all.
Oh, I was talking... I thought you were talking about because of the soap that... Yourself.
Yeah. Well, I call it Good Clean Talks because, yeah, it's ironic because we're not clean.
Buy his soap.
Yeah, and also it goes with my business name, Good Clean Goods. Good Clean Goods LLC, check it out. I make natural handmade soap. It's wonderful. It smells good.
Because I obviously didn't think you were talking about being clean as in, like, the words that we say. I thought you were talking about, like, my skin smells good type clean.
No, I was being sarcastic.
It's so
saying
clean.
We talk about clean subject matters, of course, like, you know, unicorns and rainbows and
showing out of virgin assholes.
I was ignorant to the sarcasm.
Yeah.
For a second.
It happens. We've all been guilty of it.
I just woke up.
I'm sorry.
I woke up like this.
What the hell were you doing, like, that you... Oh, because of last night?
Yeah, because of last night. I was just, like... And then, like, I laid down for a minute. I guess I passed out immediately, and I woke up, like, 4 hours later.
God damn. Yeah, I slept until 5 p.m. today. I didn't get home. I don't know what time you dropped me off, like, 4 or something. And fucking went home, got inside, fell asleep, and I woke up at 5 in the fucking afternoon. Like, last night was intense. We,
it wasn't really intense, though.
No, it was under a porch, mostly. Yeah. Not intense.
But it was intense.
But it was intense. We're speaking of it in past tense, by the way. We're past... There were no tense. We're past tense
this
now.
This is the present tense.
No.
We're no longer intense.
No. That's not. Let's see. We mixed some, I don't really even want to go into detail about the things that I did, cause it's kind of stupid, but we mixed quite a few things and put them in our bodies, and, it was cool. It was fun. I had fun. You had fun, right?
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
I like the exploring the construction site, going to the top of a two-story building that was still, like, the framework. Like, you can go through the walls and shit, because it's just, there's no drywall up.
That's fun.
And, there were, like, bathtubs up with, like, a full of water, and it was pretty fucking sweet. It was cool.
I climbed out the window, and then there's that dude or
like
girl,
a spider monkey.
Girl chick chilling out front.
On the front porch, yeah. We were like, fuck. She wasn't there when we got in, and like she's like blocking our exit, so we know if we leave just yet, she would see us. Hopefully, like, not call the cops.
No, she totally saw us, because I was like right there, like plain sight. If she wasn't looking up, she had to have been sad and looking down. Because I was like right there.
She looked kind of depressed, so I wasn't too worried, because it seemed like
maybe these people will finally talk to me.
She was, like, staring at her toes or something. Yeah, we were talking about, like, maybe she needs a friend. Let's just walk over to her and be like, hi, do you need a hug? Yeah, right. Like, here, drink this. No, that's fucking terrible. You see somebody in a depressed state, you offer them a drink. Like, what?
Here, drink this. What's in it?
That's, like, typical.
Much better.
I feel like that's an acceptable thing to do in society, like, buy somebody a drink if they're having a rough time, but really think about it. That's, like, a fucking terrible thing to do for somebody. Like, here, be dependent on this alcohol. Here, it'll help you.
Are you sad? Do you want to keep living your sadness?
While you drink.
Here, drink this and keep being sad. You're just going to get more sad for the next 45
like,
minutes.
Alcohol, it's the last thing you fucking need when you're in a state like that, but it's, like, the first thing people go for sometimes. You know, at least alcoholics like us.
I've had a wine.
Hey, I'm not that belligerent, sir.
I've
had a beer. I got another drink somewhere around here, too.
I left all that.
Thank you, sir.
I left all that beer in the car.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, fail. I told you before I left.
No,
like,
I got
man. Yeah, that's
just so you guys know, Dolan's double fisting right now.
Yeah, I'm holding a Blue Moon in my left hand and a Dr. Pepper rum in my right hand. Hey, do you want this short? You can have that. Can I just hit out of the bottle? Because I don't like mixed drinks.
Holy fuck, y'all.
By all means, Captain.
Cool. I will drink some Captain. Call myself a Captain. And
it's actually Bacardi. It's not Captain.
I will go yo-ho, yo-ho. It's not Captain.
You're her pair to every me.
There's Ice and the Virgin there if you want to go in there. But,
I don't want
to
go.
Yeah, you kind of have to wrestle with the equipment and obstacles. And yeah, can you pass the Bacardi, sir?
Wow, that's a whole bottle.
Yeah, it is.
The Lady Arc, our local liquor store, is very good at upselling me on the larger bottles of alcohol.
I'd put money in that bit because it's big as fuck. And then when I wanted to break it and get all the money out, I'd be like,
ladies and gentlemen, too short. Ah, yee-haw, yo-ho, yo-ho.
You have any moonshine left?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Smalls?
I'll pull some out when we start the fire later.
From what's it called?
Tennessee, yeah, I bought some.
Oh my god, dude, we got drunk as
fuck. God. Okay, I didn't tell you about my Shorty and I's Tennessee story, did I?
No.
We spent about 3 or 4 days in a drunken blur.
We couldn't leave. No.
Could you not leave because you were incapable of living?
Yeah, we couldn't because we would sleep in. We'd have to get another day because we were so hungover.
Yeah, the original hotel room we got for like 3 days, 2 or 3 days, right? And, you know, Chronic's trying not to drink and I'm supporting him but not drinking as well and Shorty's just like, whatever.
And that lasted for a whole...
like a day.
That's impressive for you guys. I'm proud of you for your day of persistence.
Well, there was 4 days total we went without drinking, but we made up for it. We made up for it. Fucking, we went in downtown Gatlinburg. They have these moonshine distilleries where they give away alcohol. They'll give you pour you little quarter shots, and they'll give you like 8 to 12 samples each place. Which you know you're drinking like three or four shots.
There's four or five places. You can go from this guy. You can go from this guy on the bottom to like this guy on the left, and then it's like got people on the inside. And you can just hit up every station. Doesn't even matter.
And they just continue
feeding you moonshine. And they just continue giving you shots of moonshine. Moonshine. This shit got you drunk.
And then when you get drunk enough,
you buy the moonshine.
Then you buy the moonshine. We bought this,
good business tactic.
Fuck, like, the first two nights, we just drank the free moonshine, then we went to a bar and bought a beer or two, which was cool, you know, but then, like, the third night, and, mind you, we've already passed the amount of time that I already got the hotel room for, so I kept going back, like, every morning I'd be like, you know, checkout time, we're not fucking leaving. I'm dead. So I would go there, like, fucking barefoot, groggy-eyed, not really wanting to be out of bed, fucking hating everything, and I walk up to this guy that's at the counter, and I'm like, I need another room, or I need another night from room, like, 512 or whatever the fuck it was. And, you know, it was fun, because it was only $50 a night until Friday or Saturday night when he was like, price went up, $100 a night now. I'm like,
go fuck yourself.
What? But I was not about to drive, so I had to fucking pay it, so we ended up paying, like, no, ridiculous amount, but,
That's a serious price increase.
Yeah, we go to Gatlinburg one of the nights, and after tasting all the moonshine, getting belligerently drunk, getting yelled at by this guy at a bar, we had issues between the three of us, too, like, one of us would be angry at the other one, and then,
That's usually how it happens, when we all go out and drink in public.
But we were together for like a fucking week, so...
The fact they all came back is a miracle in itself, folks.
Yeah, well, it was cool. If I didn't have school, I would not have come back.
I didn't give a goddamn
thing. I would have fucking, like, just bought a house and lived there. Maybe found a job or something. But, after tasting on the moonshine, we bought a bottle of Hunch Punch, which is, it's moonshine, but it's, like, kind of like jungle juice. So they, like, throw fruit and shit in it, and it turns, it's red, and it's basically jungle juice, but with moonshine. And, we put it in a water bottle, and, we walked around drinking Hunch Punch. And it's not just any Hunch Punch where you drink a cup of it, and then you're ready for the next cup. No, you drink a cup of it, and you're on the fucking ground. And we're drinking this, right? And then, got thrown out of this fucking bar that we went in there to tell Shorty, because Shorty wasn't with us. It was me and Chronic at this point. We went in there to tell Shorty where we were going, because we were planning on going and driving the Roaring Fork Nature Trail, which is just the road through the mountains.
Don't drink and drive.
No, God, I learned a lesson there.
We do not condone drinking and driving here on Bogglecast.
Good clean talk, sir.
Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, definitely drink responsibly, or don't drink at all. So, fucking, shouldn't be talking about this, because I don't really necessarily want to blast this to everybody, but got in the car and we drove around the Roaring Fork drinking this Hunch Punch, and we met this dude who we were at this other place called, I don't remember the name, but we're doing a moonshine tasting there. And, like, I looked down, and there's a paper bag that has two bottles of moonshine in it. Like, somebody had bought them and left them there.
Four bottles?
Yeah, full bottles.
They just forgot them.
They forgot them. They were
sucks
at my
to be
feet.
That person, I'm sorry.
And I'm like, oh shit, I found these. And meanwhile, Chronic is talking to some kid that he met who looks just like Harry Potter. It's creepy.
Oh god, you never ever saw.
So, I finished the moonshine tasting and I pick up the bags and the kid is like, oh, those are mine. I'm like, no, I found those. They're not yours. I'm drunk as shit. I just take his moonshine, but then he ends up chilling with us.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, folks.
He ends up chilling with us for hours. The whole time we're drinking his moonshine. And he's like, that's mine. I'm like, no. I was such a dick. Fucking, we did the Roaring Fork, and we got the bottle Hunch Punch with us, and, like, there's this cabin where, like, there's this ceiling, like, attic type thing, and there's, like, a little square, and there's no ladder or nothing, but there's... The only thing, like, it's just a square entrance, maybe 2 feet by 2 feet.
So do you climb up
we
there?
We climb the fuck up there, like, spider monkeyed our way inside, drunk as fuck, which is really difficult, and pretty sure I busted my ass coming down, but we're sitting up there drinking this fucking Hunch Punch, like, pitch black, like, you know, we got our phones out, and we're seeing, like, all kinds of dust mites and shit, and it's really creepy and eerie, and...
This is where horror movies start.
Yeah, yeah, and the kid said that he saw a bear, apparently. But when we got down out of there, we went down to a stream, which the previous day Shorty and I had fucked around in the stream and moved rocks around and, like, changed the actual direction of the stream. It was pretty cool.
Changing the world one rock at a time.
Yeah, yeah. And the water will do the rest. We'll go back next year. It'll be completely different. There'd probably be a waterfall wherever, where we started the trip.
Water corrosion, kids.
Yeah. Science. So we go down there. Mind you, it's fucking pitch black outside, and we're drunk as fuck. Chronic decides to, like, chill by the car, and me and this kid, we go to this fucking mountain stream, and we're climbing on rocks, like, shit-faced. I busted my ass so many times. Like, I totally could have, like, fallen in the water, or, like, I don't know.
Drink and climb responsibly.
Yeah. Still drink. Makes things easier. Got back to the hotel room, which was fun, and then the kid wanted me to take him back to his hotel room. Like, I gotta drive again? Fuck, I've had, like, 3 bottles of moonshine tonight. Fucking Christ. Well, that was just one night. They were, and that's just half the story of that night. There was, we were there, like, yeah, we were there 4 or 5 nights, and all of these fucking nights, something happened. There is not an uneventful night. There is always, we spent so much time in a drunken blur and daze. Like, we would sleep for 12 hours, wake up, and then go drink again. It was bad. It was shitty as fuck.
Turn down for what?
Yeah, I had put on a concert out there while you and Chronic were,
Were you doing the karaoke?
Yeah, I was doing that karaoke. That shit was fun as fuck.
Too short wants to be a rapper.
No, I don't want to be a rapper. I want to be a wordster.
A wordster?
A wordster.
I was a rapper before everybody thought it was cool. Rappers are too mainstream.
But it ended up being karaoke night, and I had been chilling with the waitresses earlier, so I was just there for, like, the entire day. So I made friends and shit. It was fun. And, so it started being karaoke. So I started doing karaoke. I sang that Sing for the Moment by Eminem. All the people that knew that song were like, all the people that knew the Eminem part were like, yeah, and then all the people that knew the, what was it, Aerosmith, they were like, yeah. So, like, everybody was like, yeah, and I was like, yeah.
If you can only see the arm motions right now, they're really pleasing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's too short. His arms are flailing all over the place, and he's like, yeah, right up in the air, like, left and right hand, palms out, fingertips, like, just, like, shaking back and forth simultaneously while he talks.
Mom's spaghetti.
There's vomit on his sweater already.
He's weak. Mom's spaghetti. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm spaghetti.
But there's spaghetti on my spaghetti already.
Mom's spaghetti.
I'm serving.
That remix was cool. That's funny. The things you see on Facebook.
Memes kill kids.
You know, like, could you imagine, like, 30, 40 years ago, the only thing people had to influence their thoughts, like, culture like that, was, like, television and radio? Now that we've got the internet, we're so different.
We're fucked is what we are.
I think we're blessed in a way, because connectivity is,
It's good if it's used for the right way, yeah, it's just not used properly for the most part.
It all depends on the person, because, like Joe Rogan said, like, you can go online, and you can look up, like,
cat videos for days.
Meditation techniques, yoga techniques, or you can go and watch somebody being decapitated in front of you. It's all about what you choose to look at. I feel like sick people can get sicker, but the cool people can get cooler, you know what I mean?
We can understand that, but you have to look at it from the general perspective of the masses. If you put something in front of someone knowing what it could be targeting, they're going to use that to target other people for the same thing.
I'm not sure I'm following you.
I have to say, there's a video of a tool video, for example, or something that has to do with tool. Instantly, you're going to be attracted to it.
Right.
You're going to be attracted to it. He's going to be attracted to it.
Because we listen to tool.
Because we listen to tool. So we're going to share that. And then we're going to spread that. And then other people who are interested in things like that are going to look forward as well. And then they're going to go and so on and so forth. And then you get, I don't want to say negative things, but just things that we may not be interested in, that other people are interested in, that are detrimental to society.
Such as?
Oh, man. I don't know. Leave me alone. I have a wine. I haven't gotten that thought process down that far yet.
When you say detrimental, what are you,
Just adding more to the sheepishness of our current culture.
Yeah, so, like, fucking research, spending your entire day, like, watching videos about the Kardashians and...
Those are not people, kids. Not people.
No, it's like a platypus. What was it? You see that episode of South Park where it was like Kim Kardashian was like some kind of like platypus fucking something, whatever the fuck it was. You seen that shit?
No, I
can't. No, Damien's laughing because Shorty was talking into the microphone, and I just, like, he wasn't talking into the microphone.
You have to put the whole costume.
Yeah, he was, like, looking at Damien, like, ignoring the microphone, and I, like, grabbed his head in the microphone and, like, lined them up, and he just looked away from him. Like,
I didn't even feel that at all.
That's
actually
what she said.
I didn't know, yeah. So this shit sucks. I need, like, a headset, yo. This is gonna be, like...
Well, I got another scissor stand coming in the mail. We got two more microphones. I'm trying to get to work. I might have to buy another one, but,
Because I want to be a rapper, can I just hold the microphone and just be like...
Well, you don't have the headphones in.
I thought you wanted to be a wordster.
Yeah.
Rappers are too mainstream.
That was... Yeah, dude, seriously.
Yeah, well, you don't have the headphones in, so, like, when you're holding the microphone... There's all this sound that carries from just touching the microphone, so holding it, it's just a pain in the ass. Like,
well, then, you know what, man? I need to get myself a headset. That way I can just chill and man, fuck this. I need to be all over here. My leg.
Yeah. Watch the laptop.
It's like 4 feet tall.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I got it. Is this closer? Am I closer?
All right, let's see.
Back because my skeleton is cracked.
That's mic in mouth.
Okay. Keep it like an entry. Okay.
Maybe you
want to
talk directly into it.
Okay. Jesus. This is crazy as fuck. I just want the headphones. Can I just have the headphones?
You can wear them.
I mean, not those headphones. I want the headphone mic. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I have a pair of headphones.
Will that work? No.
If everything stops, it's because we tried to do what we tried to do earlier and it did not work anymore.
I'm not touching the dials
because, yeah. Let me know if you hear something. You should be able to hear something.
Can you hear us?
What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, it's broken.
Oh, okay.
It's just the earpiece.
Can you hear us?
You can hear us, right? And the headphones.
No, I cannot hear you. Can I hear myself?
Yeah.
Hell to the no. I got it, like, two ear infections, my fucking sinuses are clogged. I'm like,
okay, well, that's not a technical difficulty, and I can't help with that. I'm sorry.
No, there is no sound coming through these headphones.
Do not touch the dials, I will cut you.
Not touching the dials, don't
use dials.
Yeah, you're fucked. I'm sorry.
Don't use dials. Use good, clean. You could,
yeah, you don't use dials. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a respectable company, but that shit ain't soap. If you want some soap. Good Clean Goods, LLC, or any natural soap, really. I'm not trying to just press my own product. Like, if you're not using natural products on your skin, you don't know what you're missing, and I...
No, I've never been tropical for it.
Yeah, the tropical summer isn't exactly all natural, because I use some fragrance oils in it. I'm not exactly too comfortable with doing that.
Son of a bitch.
But I wanted to experiment a little bit with fragrance oils.
How'd that work out for you?
My skin type, it's alright, but... You know, I want to veer back towards all natural.
Is there a bigger difference in the lingering scent that you get afterwards?
The scent definitely is a
Is it stronger? Because I know from...
I don't have to use as much. Like, it's cheaper for me to use fragrance oils than essential oils, because essential oils are expensive.
But you're not getting the...
The effects, no. Because essential oils have therapeutic values, because when you smell them, it actually does stuff to your brain chemistry. Like, lavender is very relaxing.
That shit makes me high.
Mm-hmm. Spearmint will, like, wake you up and shit. But,
it feels good on your skin.
Yeah, you didn't really get that with fragrance oils, because, like, pineapple fragrance or vanilla fragrance, which I have in the tropical summer, this doesn't do much, you know, it's...
Can you use those in conjunction with the essential oils to keep a...
Yeah, the tropical summer actually has essential... It does have essential oils in it. It has essential oil of lemon and lime in it as well. But then, you know, there's the coconut and then the pineapple and the vanilla, which are fragrances. So it's kind of mixed. So you do get some benefits because you have essential oils in them, but some people, like, when they have eczema and shit, they can't have fragrance oils. So it's all a matter of personal skin type. Like, the reason people use natural soap is because their skin can't handle regular soap. Or, you know, they just want to keep shit natural and not put all types of weird fucking chemicals and shit in their bodies. And, Damien's gonna take a leap of absence to go on urinate, and Shorty's gonna jump on this microphone over here.
Everything's set up perfectly, don't ruin it.
Just sit there until he gets back. That way you have a microphone, so I'm not trying to.
I pirated your seat.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't want to, like. pass the microphone back and forth between
you and me. Damien's seat is comfortable.
Feel the silence and shit.
Got my leg off all on the armrest and shit.
Damien's seat is the exact same as your seat, sir. Exactly the same.
This way I'm comfortable. In that chair, I was like, fuck this. Ow. Shit. Fuck. Ow. Whatever. My skeleton isn't working.
Yeah, you should see a chiropractor.
I need to.
Which is what I'm trying to do with my life. I'm going to be a chiropractor.
If there's any fans out there that want to rub the Two Shorts back, that would be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Two Shorts. Much love. He's one of my best friends. I love him to death.
I love that guy over there.
He's playing to me.
But in a heterosexual way.
Uh-huh, yeah, right.
Sexual life mates.
For life.
Yeah.
Or until he doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Alright, so we'll wrap this up at 45 minutes. We're at 35. Give it another 10 minutes or so.
Sounds great to me.
We usually try to make them about an hour long. I definitely want to get the fire going now, since the subject matter isn't all that interesting. But, you know, it's all about experience and getting hours in, you know. Like learning the ins and outs and practicing keeping conversation going.
It takes
going.
Time to be comfortable talking into the microphone because...
Right, right.
We've had more than enough conversations where we'll sit and talk for hours online, but talking into something, knowing it's being recorded and to be distributed for the purpose of someone else listening to it, a little bit off.
Right, it helps to get all that stuff out of the way and figure that shit out and work on your comfort levels and work on the technology and work on the knowledge of that and keeping conversation flowing before we go out and, like, put a lot of money into a sound studio and devote an entire bedroom to it just to fucking, you know, soundproof it. And
like, if we had a proper sound, even not so much a proper sound studio, just a soundproof room and these microphones and some cepicillium or LSD, we would never stop talking. Ever.
Yeah, well, we do have those things. We just don't have a sound studio. Get some extra mics. I don't have any LSD.
You know what else you don't have?
What?
A microphone for me. You need to get that.
Well, I'm sure that if we were going
to... I think the difference there are two microphones right there.
There's
sure
how to make them work.
But, yeah.
We could use our fire cook time as an interlude to
try
get the rig set and then...
Yeah, you know what? I think there might be a possibility, because you know how, like, it'll record either your mic or my mic, but we don't have the settings right to where we can't hear it in our headphones.
It could still record.
It could still possibly be able to record.
He just wouldn't hear himself.
On the computer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other part of it, too, is it makes it easier to continue your flow of
I've
conversation.
I've also got quarter-inch plug splitters coming in the mail.
More?
Yeah. I get throughout the whole week, I'm going to get stuff coming here and there in the mail that'll help with the podcast. Like, this is the best setup we've had so far, but we're limited on passing the mics back and forth. I mean, now they can swivel, so that's good, but...
It's a good time. Look, I'm over here. I'm over there. I'm going to give it to you. No.
God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Two Short. So we'll experiment with those microphones and see if we could, because I got another swivel stand coming, and once the splitters arrive, we could definitely make that work, because we know those two ports work. So if we split up those two ports into four ports, we can have four microphones.
I'm sure the rest of them work, we just haven't figured out the proper way to make them work.
Also, if I get another one of those converters for the three-quarters to the regular auxiliary, then I can plug that in the phone jack and make phone calls and, like, phone people in and shit, so we could actually take calls or make calls, which is cool because, like, you know, we could, like, prank call people or something, or, you know, call up stores and ask them if they have Prince Albert in a jar or some shit like that, and tell them they better let them out if they do. Prank
what
call.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you call a place like a drugstore, at least... You used to be able to. And they had, like, a tobacco that was called Prince Albert.
Oh, really?
And it came in a jar.
Really?
Or a can, rather. So you would prank call them, and you'd be like, do you have Prince Albert in a can? And they're like, they would be like, yes. And then you'd be like, well, you better let him out. And that was just a lame prank call of...
That is very lame.
Oh, yeah.
That's very lame.
I actually didn't know that Prince Albert was an actual product. I just never understood.
Well, a Prince Albert is it's a piercing.
It's a
when they pierce the dick of
dick.
Your head, dick, the dick of your the head of your dick.
That,
excuse me.
I feel like that would feel terrible.
Yeah, they actually have to stick
that,
a pipe in your penis.
So, like, is it right through like your pee, like
yeah,
vein,
your
that vein?
No,
right there?
They take the
I
head
feel
of
like
your
that
cock.
Would just split your pee, and you'd
no,
never
they
be
take
able
the
to
head
aim.
Of your cock, and they put a ring through it. So they put a rod in your dick. And then they take a needle and pierce the head of it and slip a ring through it.
That is.
Yeah. There's also Jacob's Ladder, which is when they embed beads underneath the like your skin.
So,
so
I can make my dick feel like some
kind
of
like, there would
crazy
be, like,
dildo.
There was, yeah, like how girls have all that kind of crazy shit.
Oh,
sick
man.
Fucks. You sick fucks. So they have them all the way up and you're sitting there and you're stimulating parts that you're... Your cock normally wouldn't stimulate without outside assistance.
Jesus Christ, I already come pretty fast. I don't need all that shit.
Premature ejaculation. Oh, kids.
It already fucking feels good. What the fuck?
So there you have it. A detailed description on how all three of us come. It took the course of the podcast to get it out, but there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Too Short.
Yeah, I just don't have anything to say. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, don't take the microphone from me if you're just going to be like, hey, sorry, hey, hey, hey.
Don't do it.
Hey, don't, that, don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Don't tell me how to live my life. Don't do it. I'll do the opposite, just to get to you.
Keep on.
I will. Keep on. I will keep on keeping on. And... Peeping on.
Okay.
The short's been relieved with my microphone.
Like a fucking monkey, man. Like,
spider monkey.
So, what?
We need to get you a microphone.
Yeah.
And then, like, a shock collar or something, so...
No, I've already been through this in the past that he needed a shock collar. He wasn't privy to the fact, but... I figure if we put it on long, he's sleeping and passed out, he just wakes up and
put
starts
like a spider monkey.
Yeah.
I would be mad as shit.
It wouldn't matter because every time
he'd get angry, he'd
just
shock you.
I'd have a button, he'd have a button. Yeah, we'd place one more person the button.
You'd just be very sad. You would have one very.
I'm sorry, you're not talking to the microphone, sir.
I know. This is
the balls, bro. This is the balls, bro.
Hey, give it time. Those early stages of the Good Clean podcast.
You know what?
Good Clean Talks.
You know what's not the balls?
The dick?
Near the balls, but that's not what I was even talking about.
Hang on a second.
I was not even talking about dick or balls.
So what you were talking about then?
I was saying, you know what's not the balls.
What's not the balls?
This drink. It is pretty good.
It is.
Yeah.
Bacardi, O-Cart, and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Over here with my Blue Moon, like, this is weak, and I want a shot of that rum straight again, if you don't mind, sir. Shorty, can you pass the alcohol,
I'll
sir?
Pass it to you, but you gotta beat me in rock paper scissors.
I'm not even gonna play that.
Why?
Rock paper scissors.
Because we're in the middle. We're in the middle of a fucking podcast. I'm not gonna stop to play rock paper scissors with you.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm
yeah.
saying, look,
yeah.
we can go rock, paper, scissors.
No, no, no. Sorry, you're not on the microphone. I can't hear you. No, I'm sorry.
It's just
no, I'm sorry, Shorty.
You
can't have fun.
You can't have fun with those.
What?
Damien, will you play me rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors,
scissors
says fuck you.
This is bullshit. You guys are lame.
Damien has pioneered the bird. Rock, paper, scissors, bird. And he played the bird card, which wins every fucking time.
Well, fuck.
Oh, this room is good. You wanna, wrap things up?
Yeah, I say we go ahead and cut it for now. I'm starting to get a little bit hungry, and there's cheddar wurst in there that
oh, yeah.
are screaming to
Makes
be sizzled
food.
Over an open fire.
Plus, I got, like, fucking over the course, so many people texting me because we're having a fucking get-together, and, I just haven't replied, which I should probably go and do and get them over here and have this fire.
Merry Christmas to you.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my Satan, kumbaya.
Alright, well, this is Dolan signing out. Good Clean Talks. Damien over there and Shorty.
Goodbye now.
I'm gonna drink this drink and continue to do whatever I do.
Check it out, goodcleangoods.com. Buy some good natural soap. It's fucking awesome.
Buy your soap.
It will not disappoint you. Check out Approach the Line, my buddy's band, Yankee. He's been on the podcast, and you'll hear him again. Shorty's got an invention. Look for it. It's called the Drop Knot.
Drop Knot.
Like N-O-T, right? Is it K-N-O-T or is it Drop Knot?
No, just N-O-T.
Drop Knot. Okay, and that was on purpose, like the pun of not and not.
Not.
Yeah, you did that. Please tell me you did that on purpose.
I don't think you did that on purpose.
Not.
Like
it's
not dropping it?
K-N-O-T, it's just N-O-T.
Yes, but please tell me that you designed it that way on purpose for the pun of things.
Yeah,
okay, you
N-O-T.
Did. Alright.
Yeah, it doesn't hit, because there is...
Drop not, because you don't drop it, because it's a leash. What it is, ladies and gentlemen, is a leash for your phone, like a lighter leash. It clips onto your belt loop or whatever, and it connects to your phone, and you can talk on the phone. It's for people out there that drop things often, don't keep track of their shit, lose things. If you do that, I know people that do that. I keep good track of my shit, mostly, but, I've lost things before, and it's definitely convenient. Especially, when you're high or something, and you're sitting around, and your phone on your lap, and you go to get up, and fucking shit falls, and... It's great. It saves shit like that from happening. It's awesome. The Drop Knot. Look for it. It's not out just yet, but by the time this podcast is released, I'm sure there are places you could buy it locally here in Pompco, Florida, or online. I don't know. We'll have Shorty on again whenever he gets closer to his release date, so we can talk about this in a little bit more depth. Good Clean Goods LLC. Buy some soap. Nope. Buy some nope. The Nope soap.
Nope.
I'm gonna make a type of soap. It's called the Nope soap. And
the
I'm gonna
nope
put
soap.
Like put like cayenne pepper and fucking like cinnamon and just like
I am
ridiculous.
Not an advocate.
And I'm gonna call it the Nope soap. And I'm gonna sell it, but I'm gonna be like, no, don't buy this.
It's all in the description.
Don't use it. And I swear I will probably sell so much of it. Don't buy the Nope soap.
Don't buy the Nope soap. The Nope
soap. Don't buy the Nope soap.
Can we sell the Nope soap on a Nope Nope
you
rope soap?
A Nope rope soap.
A Nope soap rope.
Oh yes. Sure, can I use the drop mat and like connect the soap via a drop mat in the shower to where you just clip it to your shower head and you like wash with it and then you go to drop it and you just no, don't sell the prisons.
Sell the prisons. We're done here, folks. Have a good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Good Clean Talks podcast. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it and love you. It's all about you guys. Let us know what you think. Comment, message us. goodcleangoods@gmail.com for now. Email, just tell us what you think, and we appreciate you guys listening. Have a good night or day or whatever
or stuff. Bye.